But this place was never changed. They wanted to change it, but my grandfather Greg didn't want to change it, so it was Lower Peachtree.
I see.
And so
that's interesting. Well, did you go to a church there in town?
Oh yes, that's why I went to church. That's a little Presbyterian church, but the Methodist church was older than that. They had a church there before the Presbyterians did, and then the Baptists had. There were three churches there in town. I went to the first one and then the other.
What do you consider yourself?
Well, I am a Presbyterian till I die, I reckon. But I go to the Methodist because there's no Presbyterian church here. I go to any church. I went to the Baptist church Sunday. I go to the Catholic church when I take a notion because I have some friends that go there. It doesn't make a bit of difference to me, so I go to any church that believes in Jesus Christ, I will go.
That's a pretty healthy attitude.
What are you?
I'm Methodist. Yes, ma'am.
I just love this Methodist church here. And I belong to an adult Sunday school class. And many of the women that were in there, I already knew. And it's really been my salvation since I came over here because I had such a traumatic experience before I came.
Yes, ma'am.
After being in the hospital, my nephew died. I got a pass to go to his funeral. Then I had to go back to the hospital and stay, you know, several days. And it was just terrible, you know.
Yes.
So when I first came over here, I think I couldn't have stood it if it hadn't been for going to that church. And
that's
it good. Is a beautiful little church inside.
Yes,
and we have a very nice preacher.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Could you tell me about your schooling again? What was the name of that academy that you went to?
Well, the first one was Madison Institute. It's in Eastern Kentucky is now. There's a college called Eastern Kentucky where all my folks up there have graduated. So
Madison Institute is in Kentucky?
Mm-hmm, Richmond, Kentucky.
And that was that wasn't a college, though. You said that was.
It was just kind of a finishing school.
Finishing school.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's where I made some wonderful friends. I flew back up there this summer. The shape I'm in, I did fly back up there to see my sister.
I see. What was the other school that you mentioned?
Camel Hageman.
Could you spell that for me?
C A M P B E W L.
All right.
H A G E R M A N.
Campbell Hagerman.
Uh-huh, I've got a...
Whereabouts is that?
I'll show you that when I get up. It's in Lexington, Kentucky.
What about the school?
My father had a cousin that was teaching mathematics at the first school I went to, and later on she moved to this other school, and that's why my sister and I went up there to school.
You say that was a two-year college?
Mm-hmm.
Was it something like a normal school for teachers?
No, we just took regular course. I like to kill myself trying to keep up with, trying to get in all that science, you know, and Latin and all that kind of stuff I had to get.
History. But it was just 2 years. It didn't go any further than that?
No.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about the school in Lower Peachtree?
12 grades.
What was the name of that school?
Lower Peachtree School, I reckon. I don't know.
It was a public school, right?
Just a public school. And we had about 100 in school. I've got a picture of the school that when we had about that many. We had four teachers and a music teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd teach 3 or 4 classes at a time, you know. I don't see how he'd do it.
Sounds like a pretty good load.
It did. It was a good load. But we learned more back in those days.
I don't see
how he did it. He would be teaching maybe geometry in one place and spelling or something else or another. I don't see how I did. Mm-hmm. I remember one time he was teaching something and he was teaching 2 or 3 classes and the girl sitting ahead of me said, what did you say about so-and-so? Some question asked me and I told her, you know, and her time came first, she gave him my answer and when he got ready for me, I said, oh, good old lady, Lord, and I said,
Have you ever?
There's a boat full of cotton on the first deck. See all that cotton?
Oh. You got a pretty good load.